Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So our choices matter. What we do matters. And it matters every single day. No one can take responsibility for your health or your life but you. And so you have to make those responsible choices to be healthy. But, you know, the cool thing about it is that whatever we do, doesn't matter if you're eating healthier, starting a new exercise routine, adding certain foods into your diet, modifying your lifestyle, managing your stress, sleeping better, whatever it is. It's about lifestyle. So what we give ourselves, what we give our bodies every single day, the tools we give it, the nutrition that we give, all of that matters. And so no one is going to help take responsibility for your health more than you. And so you got to step up and really help take responsibility to make an impact and help, because really it comes down to what you do every single day. It's not some magical formula and just magic pill. It is something that we have to work on each day. Very, very important. Gardening is a big topic. Now, one thing I'll tell you is that gardening does not count as exercise. Okay, and they may say it does, but I'm telling you that's not the kind of exercise that's going to yield really good health benefits for you. There's a lot more work that has to be done than just that. All right, but nonetheless, gardening is good, and it's a good thing, and it's healthy for you. So spending time in a garden can help soothe the agitation that commonly strikes people with dementia. So when you look at about 17 past studies, British researchers found that evidence that watering plants or sitting or strolling in a garden can help soothe some dementia patients' anxiety. So dementia, as it progresses, it's common for people to become anxious, restless, and agitated. According to the Alzheimer's Association, sometimes there's a medical reason, such as chronic pain, and the person with dementia just can't explain it. And Dr. Mark Stecker, who's the chairman of neurosciences at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said that although the problem stems from dementia itself, families and caregivers can often try reassurance of a calm presence, but just a nice smile can help, really. So even when we can't understand the language, we know from time that we're children that what a smile means, that it's great. So it's also helpful to dementia patients as a distraction, playing a game or taking a car ride. But what makes sense, they say, is the fact that gardening is making such a big difference, is going out in the garden and just being there around. The small amount of work that it takes, but yet the meticulousness of it is extremely healthy for the brain. The brain has certain instincts that even with dementia that it can pull on from memory to be able to do those daily tasks. And so that can be very, very helpful with those basic instincts, which is interesting. It really is. It's a very, very cool thing. So even when the brain's impaired, it goes back to its basic instincts. And gardening, for a lot of people, can be that. So if you, one of the things I just don't like to see, and I know it has to happen with some people, but one of the things I just don't like to see is people that just, the elderly that are forgotten. People that get dementia that are forgotten, and they're just kind of pushed to the side. they're still living people. And they still have hopes. They still have dreams. They still have desires. They still have a life. And when they're considered out of the productive side of society, then they're tend to be discarded. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair either. So I think that we have to find activities for our loved ones that have been dealing with some of these disease or health challenges and give them options to have a higher quality of life. I think that's extremely important. More than anything. So they can make a difference. Powerful to see somebody's life change in a great way. 888-283-7272. And there you can find all the help that you need to really be able to thrive with your health. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
I've got a problem with my fingernails. They're all starting to split from the top all the way down to the cuticle. Was breaking off, and it all started all of a sudden.
All right. Well, and one of the big keys you got to look at with the splitting of the nails, a lot of times there's certain vitamin or mineral deficiencies that can be causing that. And you can do some blood testing, figure out what that is. You can do a simple little blood test that will give you an overview of what might be going on inside there. And that is a really big tool to be able to help. I would check that out first and foremost. Now, the other thing, too, you want to look at that's important in the splitting of the nails, too, is iron. Okay, they're out of those vitamin and mineral deficiencies, a lot of times iron can be the culprit. But sometimes it's not just not having enough iron. Sometimes it can be the absorption of your iron. You may not be absorbing enough, and that really can become a bit of an issue, and that's what you want to look at. Okay, so the challenge is making sure that everything balances. That's the bigger key. All right. Because at the end of the day, if you do have nutritional deficiencies, they're not balancing out where they need to be, then there's a bit of a challenge there. So I would get some testing done at your physician or get in touch with one of our lifestyle providers, and they can do some of that testing. Or our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, we have multiple clinics that can help you along the way. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Now, fruit is powerful. I talk about it quite a bit. But fruit, they say now, every day can help your heart. And I think that's really, really a cool thing and really interesting as well. Just because fruits and vegetables we know are healthy for us, right? But 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables. We eat more fruit than we eat vegetables. Probably because it's sweet. But they did a study, a large study out of China, and it suggests that eating fresh fruit regularly can help prevent heart attacks and strokes. And adults who ate fresh fruit, like apples and oranges every day, had about one-third of reduction of dying from a heart attack or stroke. Matter of fact, fruit consumption is important for cardiovascular health, said lead researcher Dr. Liming V, who is the vice president of Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences in Beijing. But study participants who ate fruit more often had lower blood pressure and blood sugar and less frequent fruit eaters. So again, they did a study on this with about 500,000 adults aged 30 to 79 who had no history of heart disease, and fewer than 1 in 5 ate fruit on a daily basis. Over 7 years, those who ate the equivalent of roughly half a cup of fruit a day had significantly lower risk of major cardiovascular disease, a study found. This is on the New England Journal of Medicine. And the two U.S. experts weighed in on this. They said cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of avoidable and premature death globally. So previous studies have shown that diets high in fruit are associated with a lower risk of heart disease. Powerful. Sweet, delicious, easy to eat, and makes a tremendous difference in our overall health. 888-283-7272.
Help!
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Brooklyn, 888-273-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And again, it's about lifestyle. So our choices matter each and every day. We want to help you make the right ones. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. And then, of course, our team members are always standing by to help you. And maybe you need some help picking out what kind of foods to eat, or maybe it's just you don't know how to exercise for your body type, or maybe you got some new blood work back and the results are a little off and you don't really understand it, need somebody to explain it to you. Well, our team members are always there to help you. We've got great physicians that are all around and providers around the country that can help you get the help you need. That's really what it's all about. We want to help you do that, that's for sure. Remember, your lifestyle choices are your medicine, right? Each and every day, that's your foundation. It really is important. There's six ways to eat less without feeling deprived. One of the big issues I think we have in America today is that we jump in and, of course, our portion sizes are enormous. I mean, only us in America would come up with the idea of supersize, right? And so that's just the reality of it. And it will cut your lifespan more than anything when you eat too many calories that your body can't utilize. That's a big, big deal. So I want to jump into some ways to eat less without feeling deprived in a minute. But first I want to go to the phones and talk to Susan. Hi, Susan.
I'm getting off of Lexapro. So I've stopped taking it. I was down to the smallest dose. However, I'm getting sort of jitters and tingling. It almost feels like withdrawal symptoms. And I think that my blood pressure is starting to go up also, which wasn't a problem before this.
Okay. Yeah. Whenever you want to make a transition, right, whenever you start to make that shift to with what you're talking about, you know, there becomes a bit of a challenge with it. And coming off medications of any kind, you've got to do it. Some you can just come off of, right? But your doctor's going to guide you in it. And some it takes a little bit of time and takes a little bit more work to do that. So you have to be a little bit cautious in what you do and how you do it. So you just want to set a good environment. This is for any coming off the meds environment, I guess you will. It's always good to create the right atmosphere for it. Number one is you got to have good lifestyle choices, all right? So you want to make sure you're exercising at least 4 to 5 days a week. Walking 10 to 15 minutes is great. And your eating habits, very good. So because here's the deal. For whatever reason, if you're, let's say it's blood pressure, okay, you want to come down off your blood pressure med, whenever you're coming off the medications, if it is blood pressure and you're not exercising, you're not even doing your body a good justice of setting the environment for it, right? Or even if it's weight loss, let's say you've already lost 10 pounds, but you're not exercising every day and you're eating high sodium foods, which hopefully you wouldn't be doing that. But yeah, I mean, you let's say you're not, your environment's not right. Your eating habits have got to be great, along with making sure that every other aspect of the environment is healthy. So it's just important to keep everything as balanced as possible when you're coming off medications. Having some guidance is extremely important. I would not do it without someone's help. And don't read something on the internet and just go do it yourself. It's just really, really not a good way to do it. As a matter of fact, I don't advise on that at all. I don't think it's wise. So that's what I would do, first and foremost. But, yeah, there are different withdrawal symptoms that you can experience, and it just depends on the medication. But at the end of the day, your lifestyle habits, your eating and exercise, key. Your rest is key, regardless of how you do it and what drug you're coming off of, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888 283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to that website, InShapeNetwork.com. So when we eat, a lot of times we eat so much to feel satisfied. And one of the big things people talk about with dieting, which I don't really like the term diet, but yet dieting is what we end up calling it. The dieting is a challenge because you don't feel like you're eating enough, or the foods don't taste that good, or you just don't feel satisfied, right? So here's the number one thing you can do is portion control. So you do half now and half later rule. So it's a very effective strategy that a lot of people use. And again, we've used it with patients and clients. But if you order a sandwich, let's say you eat a chicken breast and some vegetables and whatnot, eat half of it, carry half of it home, and eat half later. Okay, so the portion control is really good. Now, another way to balance your portions is to balance the plate. So, for example, if you're eating a meal of a protein, carbohydrate, and a fat, you'll feel fuller longer. So the protein stabilizes your blood sugar. Carbs, you want to get slow-to-digest fiber like beans, which are rich in the metabolism-boosting B vitamins. And then the fat really helps to satiate the belly and the brain. So when you always say eat a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. And if you do that, it really does balance it. So go to bed. Here's another one, too, is when you're low in energy or when you stay up late, your body's going to crave a lot more of the foods that you don't need to be eating, right? So the body, when you go to sleep and you get good sleep, the body's ghrelin mechanism, which leptin is the full hormone, ghrelin makes it's the hunger hormone. So think about ghrelin, think about your stomach growling. That's ghrelin. When that happens, then it ultimately can lead to a lot of weight gain and a lot of health issues. So the way to counteract it, though, they found, if you're really high energy or you've got a lot going on in your life, exercise. You know, exercise really is medicine. We call it now exercise science. There's a whole exercise prescription idea that people are using now in clinical practice. We use that. It really is, man. It is such a great tool for someone that's under a lot of stress. I know I use it for me. I mean, I go 100 miles an hour, as you can imagine, and I've exercised my whole life, it seems like. I mean, I've always been active, and it's been a major player for me. It really has. And we use it for patients, too. Another one is downsize your dinnerware. That's the whole idea of smaller plates. You don't put as much food on it, right? Those humongous plates that we have in the South. I mean, we have huge plates in the South, right? Downsize your plates and your silverware. That's another great tool for portion control. More Healthy Talk Radio, go to InShapeNetwork.com. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. And these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
The national average for the price of regular gas is $4.16 a gallon, and many Americans are struggling because of prices like this. This as oil companies posted massive profits again. Chevron just quadrupled its first quarter profit, and Exxon pulled in $5.5 billion during the first quarter, up from $2.7 billion last year. The White House and Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believe that corporate greed is the cause for high gas prices. But according to head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, not so fast.
Oil is something that we consume to the effect of 20 million barrels a day. So these numbers are, of course, going to sound significant. But look at the profit margin of the oil sector. It's relatively low. And keep in mind, in 2020, the oil sector, just five of the major oil companies lost $76 billion combined. So these numbers sound significant, but the profit margins are not.
That audio courtesy of CNN, the FDA is selecting possible dates to discuss COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. The administration will mull over Moderna and Pfizer's shots on either June 8th, 21st, or 22nd. Judy Garland's blue Wizard of Oz dress is up for auction next month. The dress will also be on display at Bonham's Auction House in New York City for 6 days, starting Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food is powerful. The foods we put inside of our body each and every day, they become our body. And I have learned more and more than ever that our food is medicine. It is. And I like to highlight different foods just to talk about what they can do, how powerful they are. And it's funny because a lot of the medications that we see today are derived from plant-based sources. Matter of fact, we see a lot of those coming from the plants themselves, and it's pretty amazing at how that happens. So our food is medicine in so many different ways, and so we have to realize that so much of what we do with our eating habits determine the kind of health we're going to have, and that's what we talk about here so often. So I want to talk about a powerful nut that is, I think personally, it's the healthiest out of all of them. Like when you read the research, they're all good. Most all tree nuts and nuts and seeds and all that have all kinds of different benefits. But this one in my opinion, one of the tops. And if you can add this into your diet on a regular basis, I think you'll see some really good benefits. It's something that I attempt to put in my diet on a regular basis. And we're talking about nothing more than walnuts. Walnuts are powerful. They've been studied and evaluated in the research for all kind of benefits. Number one are circulatory benefits. Vascular reactivity is what's talked about. And so just a handful of these nuts. Let me just tell you this. 1 ounce is about a handful. 1 ounce is about 25 pieces, which equates to about 15 grams of fat, which is nothing. I mean, we need to be taking in, depending on your body weight, I always say about 0.55 times your body weight or something along those lines. It really is important if you do times, it equals about, I would say about at least 0.45 times your body weight. Depends on if you're an athlete or not. But, it's extremely important to do the right amount. 0.45, 0.55, it just depends. And when you do the right amount of fats in your diet, it does so much. I mean, it helps your hormone levels. It helps so much of your overall vitality, okay, your hormones, your energy levels. It's a great energy source, believe it or not. The brain loves fat, functions well, and the brain loves glucose, but also can run well on fat too. So it's one of those keys that you have to consider. And also, when you're thinking about disease and fighting against a lot of these health challenges, food is so powerful, and walnuts are one of the tops. It's one of my, in fact, I love about it. It's so strong in the anti-inflammatory aspect of it. Keeps the flexibility of our blood vessel walls very much intact. They can help reduce a lot of the metabolic syndrome that we see in the U.S. 1 in 4 adults have what we call metabolic syndrome, or METS. And it's a disease. Well, we call it a disease, but it's really a constellation of a lot of issues that overlap each other. So it's kind of a multitude of things. It's high blood pressure, high triglycerides, or what we call high fats in the blood, okay? High triglycerides, blood pressure, inadequate HDL cholesterol, and obesity. So it's waist circumference and body mass index. So recent studies have shown that approximately 1 ounce of walnuts daily over a period of about 2 to 3 months can reduce several of these MET-related issues. So abdominal fat, or abdominal adiposity, as we say, is something that we have to look at with this. It's interesting when you look at it overall, because the treatment of so many different medications can be not only just helped, but supported by eating walnuts every day. So a handful of walnuts every single day has been shown to decrease abdominal adiposity, the weight, the spare tire, okay, by about 6%. That's pretty amazing, right? No other nuts have that in the studies. And so type 2 diabetes is another big one. So you want to regulate blood sugar. Type 2 diabetes is a big one that we see, and there's a variety of different measurements and blood vessel functioning. But a 1 to 2 ounces, it's a couple handfuls, 1 to 2 handfuls of walnuts every single day, can help lower the LDL cholesterol, that's technically the bad one, and raise the good one. A lot of anti-cancer benefits, too, are really kicking into gear. So with the wide variety of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory nutrients that are found in walnuts, it's really not surprising to see the research that shows measurable anti-cancer benefits. Chronic inflammation is there. And what's also interesting about it is that about 3 ounces a day, so for prostate cancer, it's evidence a little bit more on the stronger side, but for breast cancer, even more, that for these two cancers, strong anti-cancer benefits with eating walnuts on a regular basis. So pretty amazing. Other health benefits, too. A lot of anti-inflammatory nutrients in walnuts play a special role in the theme of bone health. So recent studies shown that a large amount of walnuts can decrease blood levels of these telopeptides, which can affect basically our DNA. And the collagen components in these can be a strong indicator and can actually, which I find this really interesting. Remember, food is medicine. All right, we're talking about walnuts. And look how just 1 ounce, one handful of these nuts every single day can do so much with your cardiovascular health. They can help with type 2 diabetes. They can prevent metabolic syndrome. They can cause you to drop 6% in your waistline. I mean, that's amazing. anti-inflammatory benefits. And the other piece is that it can increase bone density. This is pretty amazing. So you think about, okay, well, if I drink my milk, I'm going to have stronger bones, right? More bone density. Well, it's not the case. They're finding now that even eating walnuts, because the high omega-3 fatty acids are having in them now, tons of fatty acids. That, as a matter of fact, it's the highest. So if you think about fish oil and how good that is for you, a handful of walnuts every single day is high amount, super high amounts of omega-3 fats that can help. Plus, they have melatonin in them. And the melatonin can help you get deeper stages of sleep at night. For example, cherries have a lot of melatonin in them. But they're saying that walnuts now have quite a bit of melatonin and can help in the sleep cycle, but also in the anti-cancer benefits because of that. So it's pretty amazing when you start looking at walnuts and what they can do. The benefits are amazing. Now, one thing too, you got to think about fiber. Okay, now fiber, when you're looking at something like walnuts, you got to look at fiber content. Now, I shoot for, and we're talking food is medicine right now. Food is medicine. Walnuts contain about, I think, about 7 or 8 grams of fiber in 1 ounce. So you get a pretty good amount of that. But our overall fiber intake should be around, I personally think, about 40 grams a day. Now, I shoot myself for about 50 grams. There's a new study that came out that talked about how important fiber is. And when you're getting fiber, for every 10 grams of fiber you take in, you drop your overall, the percentage rate for colon cancer, which is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., you drop your colon cancer rate down by 50%. So for every 10 grams, for me it'd be 50% because I shoot for 50 grams a day, but for every 10 grams of fiber, you drop it 10%. Okay? So if you're getting 30 or 40 grams of fiber, that's 30 to 40% reduction in the risk of colon cancer just by getting in your fiber. Now, you can't just eat a bunch of fiber and eat a bunch of junk food, right? So the quality of your food matters too. But I find that interesting because walnuts have such a high content of fiber in them and so much nutrient-rich density in them as well. And so increasing that into your normal routine is extremely important. I would encourage you to make sure you're getting enough of the healthy fats in. They are so important, and we don't get enough of them. We really don't. If you look at your diet each and every day and you really analyze what you're putting in, you'd be amazed that you're not really getting those omega-3 fats. We do a blood test in all of our clinics and with our clients and patients. And it's an omega-3 fatty acid test. And it's so amazing. So vitamin D testing is really big. And it's been really popular over the last 10 years. We've learned how important vitamin D is to so many different aspects of our body. But when you start talking about walnuts and you start talking about fatty acids, omega-6, omega-3, omega-9, it's interesting to see how deficient we really are in the omega-3 fats. I mean, it is amazing. So you can do a simple little test that will check and see what your omega-3 levels are. And then through that, you can see the balance between the omega-3, 6s, and 9s. And you'll be shocked. I mean, I had someone the other day who just didn't really eat omega-3 fats at all. They wouldn't eat nuts. I couldn't get them to eat walnuts. And they came in and they had a really, really serious medical condition, and our medical directors and our team members, we have multiple physicians in our clinics. We all collaborate as a team for people's individualized care. And so we were collaborating on that and looking at it. And when we saw the omega-3 test, it was at rock bottom. And this person, I don't know, you never have a crystal ball, right? But you always wonder what would have happened to this person had they had high levels of omega-3 fats over the years so their body could really do well. And that's the amazing piece of it. And so it's interesting when you look at it, at what really is there. So walnuts are powerful. So just to recap, walnuts, food is medicine. We're talking about walnuts, cardiovascular benefits, reduces inflammation. They're great for reducing metabolic syndrome, cutting down the cholesterol, the triglycerides, and also cutting down 6% of your waistline. You want to get a trim waistline, eat walnuts every day. Type 2 diabetes, one of the number one foods to ward it off. Anti-cancer benefits, we know, with colon, breast, and prostate. And then another increases bone density. It's one of the best sources of omega-3 fatty acids that we have outside of fish oil. And so, again, an ounce, a handful of these walnuts every single day can make a tremendous impact in your health. It's simple. Food is medicine. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Late 283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So our choices really do matter. And they don't get any care. They'll go get an x-rays and maybe think nothing's broken and be fine. And years later, that we get them in our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, they end up coming in. When there's so many benefits, if you do get injured at any level, you have to get some type of injury rehab to really get your body back where it needs to be. And so, the great thing about it is that usually it gets covered completely by your auto insurance. They'll cover everything. They have these personal injury protection policies that cover everything at 100%. You don't pay anything. And so you can really get quality care. I would encourage you to take the time out. If you do get injured, if you have a slip and fall, if you have any type of injury of any kind, it's one of those deals that if you're injured at any level, you want to get the right help. And again, it's about lifestyle, right? If you're injured, you can't exercise the way you want to. And if you're injured and your body's not functioning well, then you can't really think about health and wellness, which is a big key. And so I'm really big on injury rehab. I think it's very important. Check those guys out. Louisville, Kentucky, we've got one. Winston sent us an email. It says, I'm a marathon runner, and I have noticed I get very tired after my morning run. Should I start running at night? Well, I think it's a good idea. I think that you can look at running at night. I think it's a wise choice to do. I mean, one of the things, if you're just running, period, I'm excited, right? If you're just exercising at all, I get excited. One of the things you got to, with running, I think it's a rhythm. And you have to find your rhythm, right? You have to find what works great for you. And what works great for your schedule. I mean, that's really the best piece of it that you have to figure out and understand is what works best for your body type and your schedule and the way you like to do things. And once you figure that out, I think that's the rhythm. It's better to do that than to force it, right? To work out at a time when, or to run at a time when you don't like it, when it's not convenient, when your body's not accepting it very well. You want to be in a place where you're thriving, not just barely making it. And so that's one of the big pieces of it, is to make sure that you do it when you love it. That's the big key, right? Because you'll continue. If you do that, you'll continue to do it, and you'll be consistent. And that's where you get the best results. It really, really is. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. Your mom was right. A good night's sleep can help keep you healthy. It is. I keep hitting sleep a lot, but I'm telling you, man, it's a big deal. Really is. Scientists have confirmed it. Good night's sleep can keep colds and other infections at bay. Matter of fact, it's 28% higher for those who get regular shut-eye and sleep well than those who don't. For the other infections, including the flus and all that, short sleepers had 80% higher odds of having an infection over those who slept around 8 hours. So people who sleep 5 or fewer hours on average are substantially increased risk for both colds, whether head or chest or infections or others. And again, Eric Pranther, who's an assistant professor of psychology at University of California, San Francisco, said the researchers also found that people who have sleep disorders or other have told their physician that they have sleep troubles about 30% of the time. Experts can't say for sure why lack of sleep helps, but they know that it increases the overall immune system. That's what it does. I mean, they're not listing it, but they know that it affects T cells, and, well, that has to do with the immune system. So we know it. We know it does. And most people will tell you that you can even do 7 hours and be okay, but it all depends on your body's adaptability and how well your lifestyle choices are on a regular basis. I mean, if you're eating healthy and you're exercising well, then that's kind of a check off of the list. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right kind of things and you're eating the right kind of foods, and you're exercising and getting the rest. It all goes together. It really does. But the findings were all in the Journal of the American Medical Association recently. But they said that those that slept, other factors such as lack of exercise could help explain it too. The data suggests that sleep may be altering the immune function in some way overall. And that's what they seem to find to be the most challenging with so many. Is that. So people can become better sleepers. You just have to set a time during the day to make that happen. And really, that's the key, more than just about anything else. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website InShapeNetwork.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, then go to the website. You can easily find someone to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Emma in Jonesboro, Arkansas says, what's the best advice for sciatic nerve pain? You know, I tell you what, sciatic nerve pain comes along the lines of that injury rehab. There's usually an injury of some kind to the sciatic nerve. There's irritation, there's inflammation, and that can easily be worked at with a chiropractic physician or some form of lifestyle medicine-based rehab that can really help. So I would check that into some of that. Maybe get to our website, go see one of our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and get some help that you need. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, or diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.